Hello, this is Builder 123 with Los Angeles Independent Media Center. We are speaking with Norma Martinez, Gonzalo Martinez's mother, about the video that you can click on and see.
I wanted to show everybody the way my son was killed. I will say was executed. It happens February 15, 2002. And I wanted to tell people to join us at the protests because that was a terrible thing what they did to my son. I don't want that to happen to anyone else. So please, if you have any problem with the police, if you know that someone was killed or beat by the police, just give us a call and try to get in touch with us. We can give those people help, like, you know, they help us when that happens to us too. My son was unarmed, and he was 26 years old, and then it was not reason at all to kill him the way he was killed. They used a machine gun. They shot him 34 times, and I don't think this... That was necessary, the amount of force they used with him. He was never aggressive. He was never a threat to them. And still, you know, they used a machine gun. That showed the amount of power they wanted to show people in a city of Downey, a very conservative city, and where people stand by the mayor, stand by the police, and probably people don't know that there's more than 42 cases of police abuse, killings and beatings. And so that's what we try to expose the city and tell the people that any city can, you know, can be the same than Downey. But this time it was Downey, Inglewood, and any other city then tried to show the power. Unfortunate, Downey, the cop, they're still working, so we have a walking criminal in our streets, and that's what we fight for. We tried to put him away, Dan Murray and Brian Baker, those the and William Couts. Then they have several cases of police abuse.
Thank you very much, Norma. This is Independent Media Center. Good luck to everyone, and help join us in this fight. Over.